Good evening, everybody. I am Becky Grossman, Chair of the Finance Committee, and this is a special meeting, not on our regular night. At the beginning of the meeting, we are joined by Councillor Humphrey from Ward 5, Councillor Gentile from Ward 4, and Councillor Noel from Ward 6. And I hope that others will be joining us as we go forward. We have two items this evening. The first is 251-21. Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to accept and expend $141,818.18 from the Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. Chief Lucchetti, thank you for being here with us tonight, and we'd love to hear from you about this.
Yeah, thank you for having me. We've applied for another grant. It's an AFG grant, and we were awarded $141,818, I think it was. This is to put towards our training to, again, to help us continue upgrading our technical rescue skills and trying to get another 24 members trained to the tech level to the FEMA program. So we're excited about this. This is our goal, all in all, was to get as many firefighters as we could trained to these specialty evolutions. So we're excited about it, and we're really happy about the grants, and we keep writing them, and we're on a pretty good roll right now. So I'm happy about that.
Well, you certainly are doing a great job getting them and adding, being able to supplement and add to our training opportunities. So thank you for doing that. And we have been joined by Councillor Norton and Councillor Kalis. So let me just open it up to the committee for questions on this grant and training to Chief Lucchetti. I have one question, Chief. I was catching up on some email and came across an email from Councillor Kelly with respect to training for the fire department in electronic vehicle fires. I was wondering if that's something that you guys have been doing, or if that's something that we need to be paying extra attention to beyond what you may be doing so far.
Prior to COVID, as we started learning about the new electronic vehicles, we do through the academy, the fire the Mass Fire Academy. We bring them into our city and we ask them to go through the program with our whole department. So we've gone through one evolution of training our firefighters on what to look for when it comes down to electric vehicles, how to approach them, what to use to extinguish them, what is the safest manner, how to extricate persons from a vehicle like that. So we've done it once through the department. We plan on doing it again. COVID kind of set us back again, but that's continually on our horizon, along with the hydrogen vehicles are now going to start coming through our city. So we're working on that. There's other things that we're working on when it comes out of vehicle fires.
Thank you. Councillor Gentile.
Thank you. So Chief, on the training for this particular grant, I was just curious as to where it will take place, who actually runs the training, and I don't have my paperwork in front of me. It's probably in there. But is the money basically to cover overtime so that people can go to the training? How does those three things work?
Thank you, Councilor. No, what we do is we vet it out to a private company, and obviously we have to go out to the bid process. But we hope to be working with the persons who have been working with us in the past. The money covers the expenses. Covers the costs of the trainers coming into town with the specialty equipment. And it also covers the backfill for the overtime. So that's taken into account. So as these members, I may transfer them for 8 weeks. And if we do accrue an overtime during the days, this money gets the overtime gets put transferred into that account.
So they come to you. Does the training take place at the facility that was upgraded a few years back up on Dedham Street?
What we do is we try to, it depends on what the evolution is. Swift Water Rescue, we went out to Winthrop. It used to be a junkyard, I guess you would call it, 128 Auto in Waltham. We used to go there for our extrication and our man versus machine type things. We'll utilize our confined space prop at Station 10 for that confined space. Tech Rescue, we work with DPW. What we do is we go to the DPW yard, we dig a trench, we put shoring in, teach the guys how to shore and things like that. So we try to do as much as we can with our own resources. But if we have to vet out, we'll vet out, because obviously Swift Water, we don't have much Swift Water in the city to be able to do a decent rescue with that. And junkyards in the city with automobiles and cars that we can cut up at very little expense. That's the route we go down with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Gentile. Do we have other questions or comments from the committee? Do we have a motion on this item?
I'll move it.
Approval moved by Councillor Gentile. Any other comments or questions before we vote? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so we have unanimous approval. Chief, thank you very much.
Thank you again. I appreciate all your support. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Okay, we are going to move on to our second docket item, 255-21, Her Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to distribute $200,000 from the PEG Access and Cable related funds to the Newton Communications Access Center, also known as New TV. Mr. Kelly, are you going to kick us off, or Ms. Lemieux, are you going to? Go ahead, please.
I'll be happy to kick it off, Madam Chair. And then I'm sure Mr. Kelly and perhaps Steve Curley may each want to make a comment or two. But as you know, we had Mr. Kelly in probably, time goes fast, 2 or 3 months ago at this point to talk to the committee about the revenue and the way that with so many people reducing their cable service, the reduction, if you will, in revenue that then goes to New TV. We as a city, our portion of the revenue is dropping also, but we don't use ours to operate an organization in the same way that New TV does. And so we discussed this. We thought that the best way to move forward would be to do a one-time distribution right now of $200,000 to New TV. And then we will certainly be watching the legislation as it moves forward, so that whether or not the different streaming companies would end up having to pay a tax, which would then beef up this revenue stream for New TV. If that does not happen anytime soon, we will certainly look at the contract and figuring out if we need to change, you know, the split that we have in the contract. But at least this way, we figured the $200,000 would be extremely helpful to New TV. And from our perspective, we expect to continue to watch this. We have, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, we have, I want to say, about close to $1 million in this account. And after this $200,000, we will still have $700,000 or $800,000 sitting there.
So that is correct. It's either just over $1 million before this or just over $1 million after this. But I remember looking at it when this came through, and the number would have put us around $1 million.
I think it's just over $1 million before this, and this will bring us down to, I want to say, the 845-ish range.
Mr. Crow, thank you for being with us tonight. I think members of the committee know that Ms. Jakowski is on vacation, and Mr. Crilly has very generously joined us this evening. So thank you and welcome.
Of course.
Anything else you want to add, Mr. Curley?
I don't think so. The I'm looking at the cable stuff now, and Maureen is right that it was about $1 million before, so we'll be around $8 million or so after. And this is old fund balance that we've accumulated over the years into this, these receipts reserved accounts for the TV licensing fees. But other than that, I don't really have any more information on it.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Kelly, did you want to comment?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was hoping that I had you at hello. certainly would acknowledge Maureen for her due diligence on this. And thank you, Steve. We haven't met, but I appreciate your support here. Yeah, we've talked to you a little bit about the loss of cable subscribers in Newton. I think that it's a national trend because more and more people are cutting the cord to cable and heading over to streaming services. But I think the pandemic really, you know, made people make that move quicker than they probably would have. So we've seen 25% loss of cable subscribers in Newton over the last 3 or 4 years. But a good portion of that was in the last 12 to 15 months. So this $200,000 will help New TV level fund our budget, and we'll continue to maintain staffing levels as a result. Otherwise, we would have to make some cuts somewhere. So I'm looking at this as a one-year deal. And as Maureen mentioned, we'll see what cable subscriptions look like next year. And we do have a contract with the city that I think is up next year. So we'll look at the percentage. Right now, New TV gets 4% and the city keeps 1% of the 5% that is being surcharged back to the consumer. So we'll reevaluate that next year and see if maybe there's a 4.5% to a half, or well, maybe I'll ask for all 5 and take what Maureen gives me and you all give me. But so that's kind of where we're at. I'm hoping that you'll support us again as we before you for another $200,000.
Thank you. I see that we do have some hands from the committee. Just really quickly to go back to the balance of this account. The backup material from Mayor Fuller at the end says the fund currently has a balance over $800,000 after the recent $200,000 technology investment for the council chamber. So will this bring it down to $600,000 in that event? No.
No. No, this will bring it, this because we hadn't probably yet booked the fiscal 21 revenues to the account. That may be why the memo says it, why we wrote it that way in the memo, but we should have about $845,000
okay.
after this.
My other question is, was the $200,000 number arrived at to achieve level funding, or, you know, how was that number? Was that number basically a number that was arrived at because New TV told you this is what they need, or was this number arrived at in another way?
It was pretty much when I looked at everything that Mr. Kelly had sent to us back 2 or 3 months ago when he came in to talk to the committee. When I took a look at it, it looked like $200,000 was really what they would need to get through the next year while we wait to figure out what's happening with the legislation. So that was where we took the number from.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Gentile.
So I certainly don't have a problem with what's recommended, and I'm happy to vote for it at the appropriate time. But I did want to ask, my recollection is that these funds do have some restrictions on them as to how they can be used. And rather than just assuming, I'll ask to make sure that we have double checked and say to make sure that the money can be spent in this manner.
I'll jump in and answer that. And the answer is yes. Virtually anything that New TV does, as long as it's to support the PEG channel, so public education and government channels, most of what they do is eligible. Certainly anything that has a money that they're spending on programming that's for other sources, you know, who may be paying them money, that type of work is not eligible, but most of what they do is. The restrictions are much more so on the city. We are the ones who really are far more restricted on how we can use the funds.
So we, I know in the past, I remember there were years where we allocated some money to the schools. And I'm not sure for exactly what, but I do think it was more for like equipment. So I'm a little surprised to hear that the fund has grown as large as it has. Is there some reason why we haven't been doing things annually to help out certain programs, either in the schools or on the city side? Normally the balance is significantly less than that.
So we have over the past, I would say 10 years, we built the TV studio over at South, I think it is, right? South or North, I'm not quite sure where the television studio is, but we built that. Pardon?
Newton North has the TV studio and the computer lab is at Newton South.
Okay, so we built the TV studio with these funds. We also did the fiber throughout the city with these funds. So those are really the two major projects. And then of course, recently you've approved another $200,000 to upgrade the technology in the chamber and the committee rooms at City Hall. Those are probably the three big things that we've done in the last few years. We did bring a project forward, I want to say maybe 3 years ago, to contemplate putting cameras, especially along the marathon route. And it didn't really gain any traction. So we haven't had a solid project except, as I say, recently upgrading the cable capabilities of the committee rooms and the chamber.
If I could add to that, Councilor Gentile, the schools, we have a great relationship with them. So a lot of our extra equipment, they goes to them when we surplus some of our equipment, whether it be cameras or editing equipment or switches, lights, what have you. So they're the first on our call list to make sure that they get additional equipment once we're replacing it. And we also have a great relationship with some of the students who we underwrite their coverage of sports and after school events. So we'll pay them a stipend to go out and cover games and what have you. And then we get them to come down and intern with us if they're interested in going off to college for communications. So that's a relationship we have. If they are in need of any equipment, they could apply for some of the funding through the school committee request to the city. They haven't done that in a while. And part of that reason is that New TV is responsible for the PE&G, public educational government programming for the city of Newton. So the fund that the city has with the balance in it, it is restricted for the city. So cameras, unfortunately, on at an intersection or along the marathon route, would not be accepted by the cable companies as a peg use. So I think that's part of the reason why that wasn't funded 3 years ago. So it really is peg restricted. So any kind of use of those funds, because it's not really tax dollars, it's revenues earned through subscriptions, has to be used for peg uses.
So I'm glad to hear about, you know, the relationship that you have with the schools and, you know, the passing on of equipment. It's just that I just don't remember the fund growing to this size. And it's nice that there's a very healthy balance, but while it's sitting in there, it really isn't doing anybody any good but sitting there. So I'm just curious, Maureen, it seems like no one's really knocking on your door proposing, you know, some different kind of, you know, either programs or something, you know, similar to the studio that was built, something similar to that in another school, whatever. I just think that, you know, I'm not saying that you got to spend or that you should spend $800,000 tomorrow. But it would be nice to get that balance down if, in fact, it's going to some worthwhile programs. So are you not hearing from people?
You are correct. We have not really been hearing from people. But it has, so it has, though, built along the way, because if you recall, Councilor Gentile, we spent, I want to say it was either $1.1 million or $1.2 million on the fiber project. And so the fund had built over a few years to get to that point when we took that large sum of money out. And I want to say it was probably about $600,000 or $800,000 that was spent on the television studio. So again, it had been building. So I think the, I think historically the fund has kind of built up. Someone has come along with a big ask for it. And then we've really, you know, depleted a good portion of it. But you are correct. We have not had anyone come to us with a specific program in quite a while.
So I will give you a hint of where it could be spent in the future. So there's a format change. Our industry experiences format changes. When we went from analog to digital, when you go from, you know, standard definition to high definition, right now we have high definition and a combination of 4K, but if it goes to 8K or some other format change, not only the schools and new TV, but the cameras and everything that we have at City Hall and at 204, 205, 211 and the Ed Center for the school committee meetings will all need to be upgraded. And so when that day comes, and I'm sure it will be here in the next 3 to 5 years, we'll be all asking for some of those funds to upgrade to that new format.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And I think Councilor Gentile brings up a really good point, and I'm wondering for the committee's thinking in the future, if we could have a straightforward explanation. I'm sure it's written out in clarity and probably an easy to pass along to us format of exactly what the restrictions are on these funds. And the other question that brings to mind is, because Mr. Kelly mentioned a potential use 3 to 5 years down the line, you know, if we were not to do anything with these funds, what would the balance be in 3 to 5 years? In other words, what are our projections of where, what this will be? So that, I think, is interesting information to have going forward. I do want to be mindful that we've got our full council meeting in 5 minutes. So if anybody else has comments or questions, I'm happy to take them quickly and otherwise would also entertain a motion.
I'm happy to move it.
Okay, we have approval from Councillor Norton moved. Any other comments or questions? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so we have approval of this item. And we're adjourned at 7:39, and we'll see everybody at the council meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.